Good day, everybody. Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West, and welcome to the California Kitchen, where you can learn how to cook from an award-winning chef in under 3 minutes or less. I'm your host with the most. Let's get untamed. So I have a fan favorite recipe that I'm doing today, and one of my fans, Angela, actually wanted to know, how do I make the perfect fried chicken? Now, I understand, if you've made fried chicken before, you understand completely that it's not an easy process. Even if you get the skin really, really crispy, the inside is usually a little bit more raw. And we as Americans, and maybe all over the world, automatically get a phobia that if we see a little bit of, you know, red on the bone or something, that chicken is raw, we're going to die, yada, yada, yada. And I'm going to tell you right now, that's a safe assumption to make, but at the same time, it's not very true. However, I have an ultimate incredible fried chicken recipe that I want to share with everybody today. Now, it does involve a little bit of technique and a little bit of science, but at the same time, utilizing these kinds of tools, we're able to achieve a perfection on a fried chicken that you've never had. This is my recipe for Chef Albert's Ultimate Untamed Fried Chicken. So the very first thing I do is I'm going to buy a fryer chicken or a boiler chicken, whatever the different names for it. Typically, all this means is a little chicken. We want to remove all of the legs, the thighs, the breasts, the wings. We want to do this on our own. If that's too difficult for some people to, you know, just to do it, because it's not an easy thing to do, but you can always buy your chicken already fabricated, or you can have your butcher fabricate the chicken for you. Personally, I'm not a big fan of the breast. However, with this particular way of cooking the chicken, it is really, really good. So I promise you, you're not wasting your time or your money on this. I'm going to add to a big 1 gallon Ziploc bag, 2 cloves of garlic, 2 sprigs of thyme. And I'm going to put a little bit of salt and pepper always to taste, just so we can make almost like a little brine. We're going to put this in the fridge. We're going to let this sit for about 2 hours. Once it's sit for 2 hours, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to set my immersion circulator, which is a fancy way of saying a water oven, to 165 degrees. And I'm going to allow this chicken to cook for 2 hours at 165 degrees. As soon as the 165, 2 hours is done, I'm going to pull him out, make sure he's completely patted down dry, put him on a plate, put him in the fridge for 2 hours. Once he's sat for 2 hours with the skin exposed to the cold air, I'm going to go ahead and add 2 cups of flour, 4 eggs. I'm going to make a nice little batter. I'm going to dunk him in there, and then I'm going to add him to a batter of 1 cup of flour, 1 cup of garlic salt, and 1 cup of panko, and put him in the fryer for 2 minutes, and enjoy. For this and many more of my untamed recipes, follow me at www.ajhtheuntamedchef.com. And as always, this is Albert J. Hernandez, and you can call me the Untamed Chef for Agnet West.